we introduce you now to a high school soccer team in Akron, Ohio.
They come to our attention because they are a team of refugees. They come from families that fled global hotspots.
And if they had a tough time getting to Ohio, they are also pretty tough on the field. From member station WKSU, ML Schultze reports.
One of the largest migrations of refugees to the United States in the last decade has gone largely unnoticed on the national stage, but not in Akron. In 2006, the Bush administration broke a logjam over the fate of 100,000 people who had been forced by the tiny Himalayan kingdom of Bhutan across the border into what became sprawling UN refugee camps in Nepal. Many remained there for a generation. The U.S. said it would accept as many as 60,000 of them. And over the next 8 years, that brought 5,000 Nepali-speaking Bhutanese here to Michael Caine's Akron neighborhood.
The charisma, the spirit, the happiness that myself and everyone that is around this team experiences is just astounding.
Caine coaches soccer at North High School, and his team, which barely had enough kids for a single varsity squad a decade ago, now has some 40 players speaking at least five languages. That's because the Nepalis are not the only refugees on this team. The International Institute of Akron has partnered in resettlement efforts for decades. So North High School, now the most diverse school in Ohio, includes Burmese, Iraqi, Karen, and other kids whose families have fled the world's political hotspots. Bu Lee, named for the hospital and the camp on the Thai-Burmese border where he was born, says the kids on the team get along.
Soccer is simple. If you know how to play, you play. You don't have to say a lot. I can feel it. Like, it's in my heart.
Bu Lee arrived here when he was 8, but played soccer long before.
It's so rare to see ball in my country. We just, like, make ball with a bag and stuff.
So these kids arrive with some unique ball-handling skills. The school's athletic director, Carrie Stewart, says other skills can be coached.
I liken it to street basketball. You'll see kids playing street basketball all the time, and sometimes that doesn't translate to the basketball floor because it takes a different skill set.
The team doesn't have a home soccer field and practices on a patch of weeds that used to be a softball field. Most of the equipment they wear was donated by other teams or the community. Still, the team made it to the City Series championship game last year and hopes to return this year. It started this season 1-1-1 with the loss to a suburban soccer behemoth. Meg DeMaul, also known as Manoj, is a senior defenseman who learned the rudimentary game in a Nepali camp before he came to Akron at age 12. He missed a key practice before the first game this year because he was helping his brother take a citizenship test. Manoj has his own ambitious career plan.
I want to become a doctor, like a family physician or a neurosurgeon.
Manoj says Coach Caine does not care just about soccer.
He also talk about like life, like you need to work hard. Not everybody's going to be a great soccer player, so you guys need to focus on education as well as soccer.
Goal! North scored.
Mina Shahata came here with his brother David from Egypt in the 80s. Since most of the families of the North High School players don't drive, the brothers often make up half of the cheering section when the team travels.
The world comes together with the ball.
And Akron is preparing for the next wave of refugees with a lesson learned. They'll likely come from a place with a passion for the game, even when it's played with plastic bags and soda cans. For NPR News, I'm ML Schultze.